Okay, today, you know, it was a tough practice. You know, these guys competed hard. I thought the offense came out and practiced well, and then the defense really responded well. So, you know, that's what you want to see. You know, you want to see a team that's very competitive. So with that, I'll open it up.
After 3 full days in pads, do you feel like Lamar Miller's getting a little bit of a rhythm?
No question. Yeah, he's getting a rhythm into the run. You know, again, it goes back to that first day when I was talking to you guys about you don't run the ball at all in the off season because it's no pads and it's a passing camp. So it does take a while to get back into the rhythm of playing in pads, whether at any position. And so he's definitely back into the rhythm of, you know, playing in full pads.
And Will, 5 days in, what are you seeing out of it? Clowney having a good camp?
Yes, Clowney's been out here every day and practicing hard. You know, look, you know, he's a guy that's gotten better. He understands our system. He understands the scheme. He understands his role in it. I think he's added a couple of pass rush moves, so I think he's getting better every day.
How about the inside linebackers? Those guys, man, that looks
very competitive position. You know, very competitive. You know, you've got Cush and B-Mac in there, and then Max Bulla's had a good camp. Akeem Dent. You know, you got Brian Peters on special teams that's done a really good job for us. So you've got a number of guys in there. Some of the young guys are doing a good job, so it's a competitive position.
And it's always important, these inside backers. Is it more important because JJ's may or may not?
You know, I don't think we think about it that way, Matt. I think all of that is just about, hey, next man up, and when any injured guy's ready to come back, you know, we'll insert them back in there, and they'll be back part of the team. So we don't really look at it that way. Yeah, yeah, he's a fun guy to coach. You know, he loves football. He brings it every day. You know, he's just a guy that brings a lot of energy to the field. You know, I don't know what his secret is, but he's a fun guy to be around. Love coaching the guy.
Hey, with the new kickoff rule, will you be working on different things in training camp with the new rule?
I think the new rule is going to be interesting, and the answer to your question is yes. I mean, I think that people think that. Maybe the NFL thinks that they're going to limit returns and things like that with the new rule, but I don't know. We'll have to see how that plays out. You know, maybe more directional type kicks to try to funnel the coverage into the corner of the field. You know, a lot of these kickers are so skilled at being able to place the ball in certain areas on the field. So it'll be interesting, but the answer is yes.
You touched on this a little bit, just fighting through to get to this point where you get a day off tomorrow. How do you like the way they responded to that? It's tough conditions.
Yeah, look, I mean, Greg, it's hot. There's no two ways around it. You know, so I really can't tell you how much I respect this team. You know, they're tough. They grind it out. It's not always pretty right now because it is training camp, but they're out here grinding, and it is hot. And we've got to do a good job as a coaching staff, training staff, of being aware of that, and I believe we are. Tomorrow they're off. So I thought they responded well, knowing that tomorrow's an off day, and then we'll get back Saturday. You know, to the fans of Houston, sometimes we do go in the bubble. We make that judgment basically the day before practice. We kind of look at the weather forecast. We look at our team injury-wise, and we feel bad that sometimes we're not outside here for the fans. But, again, we're just trying to do what's best for the football team.
As a coaching staff, when you see dealing with the heat elements out here, as a coaching staff, is this where you really could say – which guys can deal with the adversity and get through, fight through?
I think there's definitely some of that. I mean, you certainly, all these guys that are out here today in full pads, and there were a lot of contact drills today. They're really mentally tough. You know, I think that's the thing about our locker room. I tell these guys all the time, look forward to coming in and coaching this team every single day because of the effort they put through every day.
This is the time of year where a lot of fans are making their plans to travel with the team and go to the team. What message do you have for the traveling team?
The Houston Texans fans, traveling fans, are the best in the NFL. I mean, when we go to different places, especially within the division, and we're winning on the road, and the stadium clears out and our fans are able to come down to the front row, it's always amazing to me to see how many fans made the trip. I think the Houston Texans fans overall are the best fans in the NFL, and I know our players love playing in front of them.